Please open the book of Old Testament to book of Hosea.
Hosea
is right after the book of Daniel.
It's
the first book of minor prophets.
We'll
read Hosea chapter 6.
Verse 1 to 3.
Hosea chapter 6, verse 1 to 3.
好, 我们一起来读。
We'll read it together.
来吧。
Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us, but he will heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage us. He will revive us after 2 days, and he will raise us up on the third day, that we may live before him. So let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is like certain as the dawn, and he will come to us like a rain, like the spring rain watering the earth.
我们再读马拉基书
We'll read Malachi
第三章
Chapter 3
第七节
Verse 7
马拉基是小先知的最后一卷
Malachi is the last book of the minor prophets
所以我们读第一个小先知 我们读最后一个小先知
So we read the first minor prophet and then the last minor prophet
第三章
Chapter 3
第七节
Verse 7 From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? From Hosea to Malachi, God's words through the prophets to Israelites is the same. But the Israelites has been rejecting God's calling. And we'll turn to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3.
刚才我们唱的那首诗歌，许多弟兄姊妹都把它当做一首福音的诗歌。The
hymn we just sang, many brothers and sisters sing it as a gospel hymn.
实在讲起来，那首诗歌并不是一个福音的诗歌。But
truly, that's not a hymn for the gospel.
那首诗歌是为着信徒而写的。It
was written for the believers.
而那首诗歌的根据。 就在我们现在要读的这个圣经的里面
And the base of that hymn is in this following scriptures
我们要从 14节读到16节
We'll read verse 14 to 16
你要写信给老底家教会的使者说
To the angel of the church in Laodicea
要为阿们的说
The Amen, the faithful, the true witness The beginning of the creation of God says this I know your deeds, that you are neither cold or hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spit you out of my mouth. And verse 17. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy, I have need of nothing. And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
然后我们读到20节
And verse 20
20节 就是刚才那首诗歌的那个出处
Verse 20 and 21 is where that hymn came from
20节 看啊,
Behold, I stand at the door and knock If anyone hears my voice and opens the door I will come into him I will dine with him And he with me
他与我一同坐席
He who overcomes I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne As I also overcame and sat down with my father on his throne. We'll read the book of Romans, chapter 13. Romans 13, 11-12. verse 11 and 12.
罗马书第十三章十一节十二节。
Romans 13 verse 11 and 12.
Do this, knowing the time.
It is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. The night is almost gone, and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. And let us have further words of prayer. Lord, we thank and praise you for youFor your grace that calls us before your table.
让我们经历到主，你常常用你的信实来带我们。
That we might experience your faithfulness that leads us always.
我们也何等愿意主将我们自己更多的来奉献给你。
How we're willing to offer more of ourselves to you.
主我们感谢你今天仍然把今日来赐给我们。
We thank you that you still give us today.
耶和华仍然是可以寻求的时候。
The Lord, we still have time to seek the Lord.
因此我们求主再把这样的时间保守为我们来保守。
So may you truly keep the time for us.
让我们早晨能够听见主的声音。
So that we might hear your voice this morning.
让不但我们能够听见你的声音。
Not only we can hear your voice.
让我们有那个力量。来顺服我们的神。
But we might also have strength to obey our God.
主，我们常常是软弱的。
So often we are weak.
因此我们需要圣灵的帮助。
So we need the help from the Spirit.
我们求圣灵来帮助我们下面一个小时。
May your Holy Spirit help us in this following hour.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.历世历代当中，神对他的百姓一直有一个呼召。
Throughout the generations, God has one calling for His children.
这个呼召我们可以从创世纪里面就可以看到。
And you can see that same calling, from Genesis.
这个呼召也一直在那历史的当中。
That same calling has been throughout the history.
神特别借着众先知把这样的呼召给以色列的百姓。
Especially through the prophets, God has given this calling to the Israelites.
不但是在旧约是如此。
Not only in the Old Testament.
在新约也是如此。
But also in the New Testament.
神借着他自己的儿子把这样的信息来带给我们。
Through his own son, he brings the same message to us.
不但如此，借着使徒和服侍的弟兄姊妹也把这样的呼召带给教会。
And also through the apostles and those who serve in the church, he bring the same calling to his church.
一直到在启示录，使徒老约翰仍然在那里把这个信息带给当时候亚细亚的众教会。
All the way until the book of Revelation, old apostle John also brings the same message to the churches in Asia Minor.
今天神也同样要来呼召我们这个时代的每一个他的儿女。
So today, God will have the same calling for every one of His child.
而这个呼召就是要我们来转向神。
And that calling is for us to turn to the Lord.
这是一个在这个勇士里面一直有的呼召。
That is the same calling, throughout the generations.
这在伊甸园的里面，当亚当和夏娃犯罪以后。
Even in the Garden of Eden, after Adam and Eve sinned.
那个时候耶稣耶和华就到园中来寻找他。
At that time, God came into the garden and seeked after them.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见人犯罪以后，人的心是要离开神。
After we have sinned, our hearts turned against the Lord.
但是当我们犯罪以后，神的心是要来寻找人。
But after we sinned, God's heart is to seek after man.
一直到今天都是如此。
Even until today, it's the same.
每次我们有罪的时候，我们就要离开神。
Every time we sin, we want to turn away from the Lord.
但是我们要想到，每一次我们犯罪的时候，神就要来寻找我们。
But we need to think that every time we sin, God will seek after us.
那一天，神在伊甸园里面说：“亚当，你在哪里？”
That day, God came into the Garden of Eden and said, "Where are you, Adam?"
那是神的一个呼召。
That is His calling.
从创世纪开始，神说：“亚当，你在哪里？”
From the book of Genesis, the God has been calling, "Where are you, Adam?"
在历世历代的里面，神向他的儿女也发出同样的呼召。
Throughout the generations, he has the same calling for his children.
就是你在哪里
？Where are you？
今天早晨，我相信神也是这样的呼召。
I believe that this morning he has the same calling for us.
神要问你说，要问我说你在哪里
？He's asking you and I, where are you？
我们的神是注重我们这个人的心的。
Our God examines our heart.
因此他不管我们的外表。
He doesn't look at our outward appearance.
他要注重我们的内心。
He looks at our heart.
如果我们的心没有向着他。
If our heart is not towards him.
他就要来找我们。
And he will seek after us.
他说你的心在哪里。
He will see where is your heart.
所以圣经上说我们的神是一个嫉妒的神。
So the Bible tells us our God is a jealous God.
因为神很注重我们的心有没有向着他。
Because he cares either our heart is towards him or not.
有的时候我们自己都不注意。
Sometimes we don't even pay attention.
特别是当我们犯罪了以后。
Even after we sinned.
我们犯罪以后我们就想躲避神。
Because after we sin, we want to avoid God.
但是神是一个嫉妒的神。
But he is a jealous God.
他就来呼召我们说你在哪里。
He calls out to us, where are you?
你的心在哪里。
Where is your heart?
这就是神在伊甸园里面向亚当的呼召。
And that is God's calling towards Adam in the Garden of Eden.
你的心在什么地方？
Where is your heart?
但是在历世历代当中，神的儿女是非常的软弱。
But throughout the generations, God's children have been very weak.
就和我们今天软弱是一样的。
In the same way that we are weak today.
历史上的以色列人怎么软弱，今天我们就怎么样的软弱。
How the Israelites has been weak in the history, we are weak today.
当神把他们带到迦南地以后，
When God led them to the land of Canaan,
他们有一段非常荣耀的得胜的一个光景。
They had a period of a condition where they're very victorious and glorious.
当约书亚去世以后，
After Joshua passed away,
他们仍然有一段时间他们来侍奉神。
They still kept a period of time to serve the Lord.
因为他们当中有一些长老。
Because there are elders among them.
他们看见过耶和华的作为。
They have seen the deeds of the Lord.
等到这些长老也过世了以后，
After the elders passed away,
以色列人就开始敬拜巴利。
The Israelites started to worship Baal.
因为从那个时候神又开始差遣士师。
So at that time God has sent judges.
后来差遣君王
，later on to send the kings，
差遣众先知
，he sent prophets，
一直要以色列人来归回耶和华。
He's been calling the Israelites to return to the Lord。
这里何西阿的信息就是一个代表。
And here the message from Hosea is a representative of God's calling。
所有先知的信息都是相似的。
All of the callings from the prophets were similar。
一个先知接着一个先知
，one prophet after another，
一个一代接着一代
，one generation after another。
先知向着以色列的百姓的信息都是类似的。
The prophets' messages towards the Israelites were similar。
那个信息就是来吧，让我们归向耶和华。
That message is come, let us return to the Lord。
因此，我们就知道我们人心里面的光景。
So we know people's heart condition。
我们人是一个软弱的光景。
Our heart are weak.
就是过了一段时间以后，我们的心就转离耶和华。
That after a while, our hearts will turn away from the Lord.
虽然我们外面所做的事情是一样的。
Even though the deeds from outside are doing the same.
也许我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们心里面向着神是非常的火热。
Perhaps after we were first saved, our heart were burning with passion for the Lord.
但是过了一些年日以后，
But after a few years,
我们外面所做的事仍然和以前一样。
We're doing the same thing outwardly.
但是主就知道我们的内心和从前不一样了。
But the Lord knows our heart is different from before.
我们的心不像从前像他那么火热了。
Our heart is not burning anymore towards him.
因此神就要来向我们来发出那个呼召。
So he's calling unto us.
他说来吧，要归向耶和华。
He says, come, let us return to the Lord.
因为以色列人悖逆的关系。
Because of our rebellion.
因为他们的心转离了耶和华。
Because the Israelites turned their hearts away from the Lord.
因此神就兴起了许多的环境。
So the Lord raised many conditions and circumstances.
在这个环境的里面，他们就被撕裂了。
And in the circumstances, they were torn apart.
在这个环境里面，他们常常就被打伤了。
And they were wounded.
因此先知就来告诉他们。
So the prophets come to tell them.
好，这个撕裂是有目的的。
There was a purpose for the tearing.
这个打伤是有意义的。
There is a meaning to the striking.
这个撕裂是为了要医治。
That torn apart is so that he can heal us.
这个打伤是为了要缠裹。
He has smitten us so that he can bandage us.
如果我们能够归向耶和华。
Only if we turn to the Lord.
主就能够让我们被撕裂的地方得到医治。
He will heal where he had torn us.
被打伤的地方得到缠裹。
And he will bind us up where he had wounded us.
不但如此。
Not only this.
我们能够过两天以后呢我们就能够苏醒。
But he will revive us after 2 days.
然后第三天就能兴起。
On the third day, he will raise us up.
这里面讲到耶稣基督复活的大能。
Here he talks about the power of Jesus Christ's resurrection.
我们转向耶和华。
We turn to the Lord.
神那个复活的大能就要进到我们的里面。
The power of God's resurrection will come into us.
我们就能够兴起来。
That we might be raised up.
要见证不是我们，乃是神。
That to testify is not because of us, but it's because of the Lord.
不是我们能够胜过，是他能胜过。
Not that we can overcome, but he overcame.
我们就认识我们的神。
So that we can know our God.
原来神让以色列人经过这一切的软弱和失败。
That God has led Israelites through all the weaknesses and failures.
有一个集中的目的。
There is only one purpose.
就是让以色列人真实的认识他们的神。
That the Israelites can truly know their God.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们不经过这些软弱和失败
，Brothers and sisters, if we do not go through these weaknesses and failures,
我们怎么样能够认识我们的神
？How can we know our God？
所以保罗说
，So Paul says，
在我软弱的地方，基督的能力来复辟我。
When I'm weak, the power of Christ restores me。
什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了
？Whenever I'm weak, I'm strong。
当我们跪向神的时候
，When we return to the Lord，
我们就发现耶和华出现像晨光一样。
We realize He comes as a dawn。
虽然我们活在黑夜的当中
，Even though we live in the darkness，
好像没有人能够帮助我
，As if no one can help us。
但是跪向神的时候
，As soon as we turn to the Lord，
他就出现像晨光一样。
He's going forth is as certain as a dawn。
当晨光出现以后
，When the morning light came，
就把所有的黑暗都除去了。
All the darkness was driven away.
他说，耶和华出现像甘雨一样。
He says his coming is like the rain.
我们的心像一个非常干旱的田地。
Our heart is like a barren land.
我们没有办法，我们看着这个干旱的田地，我们一点办法都没有。
When we look at this barren land, we have no way.
不是我们能够解决的。
There is nothing we can resolve ourselves.
但是如果我们的心归向耶和华。
But if our hearts turn to the Lord.
耶和华出现像甘雨一样。
His coming is like the rain.
当我们有这样的经历以后。
When we experience the Lord as such.
我们就认识我们的神。
Then we might know our God.
就像腓立比书说，我们认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
As Philippians says, we know Christ.And his, the power of his resurrection.
这是神为什么容许以色列人经历这样多的软弱和失败。
That is why the Lord, allows Israelites to go through so many failures. And
为什么神也容许我们经历这些困难、软弱和失败。
That is also God allows us to go through tribulations and failures and weaknesses.
让我们有一天认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
So that one day we might know Christ and know his power of resurrection.
这是先知的信息。
And that is the message of the prophets.
这是何西阿的信息。
That's the message from Hosea.
从何西阿一直到马拉基。
From Hosea to Malachi.
十二个小先知常常把这样的信息带给以色列的百姓。
12 minor prophets has brought the same message to Israelites.
但是以色列人是硬着颈项。
But the Israelites were stiff-necked.
硬着颈项的人是不能够转向神的。
And the stiff-necked people cannot turn to God.
因此在马拉基的时候，当马拉基向以色列人说要转向神，那神就转向你们。
So Malachi, when he calls out to the Israelites saying, "Turn to the Lord, and He will turn to you."
以色列人说，我们如何才是转向
？But the Israelites said, "How shall we turn to the Lord?"
以色列人说，我们没有什么地方需要悔改的。
The Israelite says, we don't need to repent.
我们现在的环境，我们看不出有什么地方我们需要转的。
We cannot see in our environment where we need to return to.
以色列人不觉得自己有罪。
They did not think they have sinned.
这是经过了十二个先知以后，以色列人仍然是向着神硬着颈项。
Even after 12 minor prophets, they were still stiff-necked towards God.
不觉得有悔改的必要。
They don't felt the necessity of repenting.
然后神四百年就不说话了。
So God did not speak for 400 years.
四百年神不向以色列人说话。
God did not speak for 400 years.
一直到施洗约翰。
Until John the Baptist.
当施洗约翰出来侍奉传道的时候。
When John the Baptist started his ministry.
施洗约翰的信息和先知的信息是一样的。
And his message was the same as the prophets.
他说天国近了，你们要悔改。
He says the kingdom of heaven is near.
悔改就是来转向神。
Repenting is to turn to the Lord.
我们主耶稣起来侍奉的时候。
When our Lord Jesus started his ministry.
他的信息也是一样的信息。
His message is also the same.
他说天国近了，你们要悔改。
That repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们主传了三年的信息。
He preached his messages for 3 years.
以色列人仍然是硬着颈项。
But the Israelites were still stiff-necked.
所以主耶稣他说我像那个母鸡一样。
So our Lord Jesus says, I am like a hen.
我多次想要把你们聚集像母鸡聚集小鸡一样。
I want to gather you like a hen gathers her chicks.
以色列人好像那个小鸡。
Israelites were like the chicks.
主耶稣像那个母鸡。
And Lord Jesus is like a hen.
他多次愿意把他们聚集在他的翅膀的下面。
He wants to gather them under his wings.
但是以色列人不肯。
But the Israelites were not willing.
这不但说出当时以色列人的光景。
Not only this tells the condition of the Israelites at that time.
这也说出今天我们每一个人的光景。
But it is also the condition of us today.
我们在神的面前的确是应着景象的百姓。
Truly, we are people that stiff-necked before the Lord.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank Him.
在五行诀的里面，神就创造了教会。
During the Pentecost, the Lord created His church.
教会产生了。
He established His church.
这是新的族类。
And that is a new race.
这个新的族类跟旧的族类不一样。
And this new race is different from the old.
这个新的族类他们一开始就是转向神的。
From the beginning, this new race turned to the Lord.
他们的心是完全向着神。
Their heart was completely towards the Lord.
因此在五旬节的时代有一个非常荣耀的光景。
So in the age of Pentecost, there was a glorious condition.
在很短很短的时间之内，福音就传遍了当时的小亚细亚。
In a very short period of time, the gospel was spread throughout Asia Minor.
但是在第一世纪的末了。
But at the end of first century,
就回到了已经到了这个启示录第三章的地方。
And we already went to the condition of Revelation chapter 3.
我们看到那个时候的教会已经不像五旬节的教会。
We see that church at that time is different from the church in the Pentecostal time.
因此约翰写了七封的书信。
So John wrote 7 letters.
给当时的七个教会。
To the 7 churches at that time.
这七个教会不但是当时小亚细亚教会的所有的代表。
Not only the 7 churches represents all the churches in Asia Minor.
这七个教会也是历世历代教会的代表。
But also these 7 churches represent the churches throughout the generation.
今天我们活在的是这个末世的这个末了。
Now we live at the end times.
今天我们这个普世教会的光景就是老底家教会的光景。
Now all the churches in this generation has the condition of the church of Laodicea.
因此我们如果要认识现在普世教会的一个光景，
If we want to know the condition of the church today,
我们就要读启示录第三章里面讲到老底家的教会。
Then we need to read in the 3rd chapter of Revelation the letter to Laodicea.
老底家的教会是什么样的一个光景呢？
What is the condition of the church in Laodicea?
神说我知道你的行为。
He says, I know your deeds.
这个时候的教会是有行为的。
That they have works.
不但有行为，有很多很多的行为。
Not only they have many, many works.
有许许多多的工作、事工、侍奉的。
They have many deeds, many ministries, many programs.
这是在幕后社这个教会的光景。
That is the condition of this end-time church.
是以工作为主的。
And it's centered upon works.
有许许多多不同的事工。
There are many, many works and deeds.
但是呢，你不冷也不热。
But you are neither cold nor hot.
就是每天如果我们在主面前来思想的话，
If we truly consider before the Lord,
我们想想看，我们在主的面前是很冷的嘛。
We should meditate to see if we're really cold towards the Lord.
我想我们都知道我们在主面前不冷的。
We think we're not very cold before the Lord.
如果我们真的是很冷的话，今天不会坐在这里。
If we're very cold, then we wouldn't be sitting here today.
没有一个向了主是非常冷的人，今天仍然会坐在这里聚会。
Not a person who is very cold to the Lord would still sit here and gather before the church.
所以我想，我也相信，我们中间没有人向着主是很冷淡的。
So I believe that none of us is very cold to the Lord.
好了，我们至少有一半的情形很像了。
So at least we are similar with them halfway. 50% of us similar to them.
然后我们再问自己，我们向着主是不是火热的
？And then we should ask ourselves, are we hot towards the Lord?
然后我们把这两个答案把它摆在一起。
When we combine the two answers,
我们就发现我们正是活在老底嘉教会的光景。
And we realize we truly live in the condition of the church in Laodicea.
因为我们不冷的。
Because we're not cold.
但是我们也不热的。
But we're not hot either.
如果你觉得你很热的话
，If you think you're very hot，
你会觉得别人很冷的。
Then you will feel that other people are cold.
如果你不觉得你周围是非常冷的
，If you don't feel that your surroundings is cold，
表示你也不很热。
Then that means you're not very hot either.
你有没有觉得你周围都是很冷淡
？Do you feel that everyone is very cold to, around you？
没有，对不对
？Not really。
那表示你不热。
That means we are not very hot ourselves。
你并不热的。
We are not very hot。
我相信，如果玛利亚在我们中间
，I believe if Mary is among us，
那个拉了玛利亚在我们中间
，The Mary of Magdalene was is among us。
他会觉得这里非常的冷淡。
Then she will feel that it's very cold around here.
因为她里面是热的。
Because in her there is a hotness.
她是非常的火热的。
That she is hot.
一个火热的人就能够感觉这个环境上是冷淡的。
Because she will feel that the environment is cold.
今天我们都没有这样的感觉。
But we don't have that feeling.
我们也不觉得自己冷淡。
Nor do we feel that we are cold.
我们也不觉得周围冷淡。
We don't feel the surrounding is cold.
因为我们向神不够火热。
Because we're not, we don't have the passion for the Lord.
所以我们就是不冷不热。
So we're lukewarm.
虽然我们都不喜欢这个名称。
Even though we don't like that name.
我们知道圣经里面这个是坏的。
We know that it's a bad name in the Bible.
这是不好的。
It's not a good term.
但是我们不得不承认，我们是不冷。也不热的。
But we have to admit that we're neither cold nor hot.
我们回想到在中国大陆的基督徒。
And we'll consider the Christians in mainland China.
在那个时候逼迫来的时候他们是很冷的。
And when the persecution came, they were very cold.
聚会都没有了。
And there was no more assemblies.
很多人离开主了。
Many people left the Lord.
有形的聚会都不存在了。
There is no formal church anymore.
所以他们是很冷的。
So they were very cold.
但是在同时
，But at the same time，
有那一少部分的圣徒们
，There is a very few Christians believers.
他们被主留存留下来了。
They were kept by the Lord.
他们在各地暗中仍然在那里聚会。
And underground they were meeting themselves, within themselves.
四周都是逼迫。
There were persecution all around them.
他们坚持地在主的面前。
They continued to stay before the Lord.
所以他们是热的。
So they were hot.
所以我们看见在中国的基督徒，他们是又冷，他们又热的。
So we see the Christians in China, they're either cold or hot.
有的是冷的，但有的是热的。
Some are cold, but some are hot.
主说我宁愿呢，你们或者是冷，或者是热。
The Lord says, I wish you were either cold or hot.
主不愿意我们不冷又不热。
He doesn't want us to be neither cold nor hot.
他说如果我们是不冷和不热的话
If we're lukewarm,
那他就要把我们从口中呢吐出来。
He will spit us out of his mouth.
这是老底嘉的头一个光景。
That is, the first condition of the church in Laodicea.
第二个光景，老底嘉觉得我是富足的。
The second condition, they think they are rich.
我已经发了财了。
They have been wealthy.
什么都不缺的。
They have need of nothing.
我们是不是有这样的感觉？
Do we have the same feeling?
觉得我们很富足。
We feel that we are wealthy and rich.
属灵里面很富足。
Spiritually, we're very rich.
好像发财了一样。
We feel like we've been wealthy.
什么都不缺的。
That we have need of nothing.
如果我们有这样的一个意念在我们的心里，
If we have the same heart condition,
我们就活在这个老底家的光景的当中。
Then we live in the condition of the church in Laodicea.
老底家对自己的认识和神对老底家的认识是完全不一样的。
The church in Laodicea, their self-awareness is completely different from God's understanding of them.
为什么会有这样的差别？
Where did the difference come from?
我想老底家乃是活在一个沉睡的一个光景。
Because they're living in a slumber.
老底家的信徒是一个沉睡的信徒。
And all the believers in Laodicea are sleeping.
你沉睡的时候也不会太冷，也不会太热。
When you're sleeping, you will be neither cold or hot.
一个人睡着睡得很好的时候，怎么也不会太冷，也不会太热。
If you're in a deep slumber, then you won't be either cold or hot.
弟兄姊妹，这就是圣经所告诉我们在末了世代教会的光景。
And the Bible tells us the condition of the end time church.
这也是我们今天普遍的一个光景。
And this is the common condition of us today.
那为什么老底家看不见自己的需要呢？
So for what reason they cannot see their own needs?
我想有几个原因。
There are a few reasons.
头一个原因呢，就是老底家的教会和当初五旬节的教会是有一个基本的不同。
The first, there is a basic difference between the church in Laodicea and the church in the Pentecost time.
如果我们从外面来看的话，
From the outside,
我们可能看不出来有什么不同。
Perhaps we cannot see the difference.
老底家和当初五旬节的教会从外表来看没有什么不同。
The church of Laodicea looks pretty much the same on the outside with the church in the Pentecost time.
五旬节的教会擘饼，老底家的教会也是擘饼的。
The church in Pentecost time meet before the table and they also break the bread in Laodicea.
五旬节的教会传福音，老底家的教会也传福音的。
The church of Pentecost share the gospel. The church in Laodicea also preached the gospel.
五旬节的教会讲主的话，老底家的教会也讲主的话。
Both churches also share the words from the Lord.
老底家的教会可能讲主的话讲得更清楚一点。
And perhaps the church in Laodicea can share the words from the Lord more clearly.
因为老底家的教会有很多保罗的书信，他们可以讲的。
Because they have received many letters from Paul that they can share about.
五旬节的教会还没有保罗的书信可以讲。
That the church in Pentecost time, they did not have any letters to read.
因此在属灵的这个认识方面，老底家的教会还要超过这个五旬节的教会。
So perhaps in the spiritual understandings, the church in Laodicea even surpassed the church in Pentecost time.
那他们中间的差别到底在哪里？
So where did the difference come from?
老底家的教会有外表的那些形式。
They have all the outward deeds.
但是老底家没有和主耶稣有直接的关系。
But they did not have a direct relationship with Jesus.
耶稣站在他们的门外。
And Jesus was standing outside the doors.
这是唯一的差别。
That's the only difference.
在五旬节的教会，基督在他们的里面，在他们的中间，与他们一同擘饼。
During the Pentecost time, Jesus is among them, is in the midst of them, and breaking bread with them.
老底家的教会也在擘饼。
And the church of Laodicea also breaks the bread.
但是主在外面。
But the Lord is outside.
在那里叩门。
He's knocking.
还没有人听见。
No one hears him.
这就是差别。
That's the difference.
这是末后世代教会的光景。
That is the condition of the church in the end times.
我们可以做许许多多我们从遗传下来所做的事情。
We can do many ministries and services from tradition.
但是我们在这里做的时候，
But when we are doing these deeds,
我们不知道耶稣在不在我们中间。
We do not know if Christ is among us.
我想这是一个最大的差别。
I think that's the difference.
另外一个一点，
Another difference,
就是为什么老底家看不到自己的需要。
The reason why they cannot see their own needs.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们也有这样的 一样的情形。
And we have the same condition today.
今天我们常常把神给我们的这个属灵的福气好像当作神给我们的一个礼物。
We also always see the blessings in the spirit from the Lord as a gift.
我们想到神给我们的平安我们非常的宝贵。
We think of the peace that God has given us and we treasure that.
因此我们常常祷告要求神把那个平安给我。
So we often pray for that peace.
我们想到神给我们的喜乐非常的宝贝。
And we think of the precious joy that he has given us.
因此我们向主祷告把这个喜乐来赐给我。
So we pray to the Lord to give us this joy.
甚至我们愿意祷告基督的爱能够在我们的里面。
And we even pray for the love of Christ to be in us.
我们把这个平安把这个喜乐把这个爱好像当作三个不同的礼物。
So we treat this peace and joy and love as three different, completely different gifts.
我们向神求这些礼物。
So we ask for these gifts.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上在提到这些事情的时候
，But in the Bible, when the Lord mentions these things,
他很明显的告诉我们
，Very clearly, he tells us,
他说那个讲到平安的时候，他一定说是基督的平安。
When he mentions peace, he always says the peace in Christ.
讲到喜乐的时候，那是基督的喜乐。
And it is the joy of Christ.
讲到爱的时候，是基督的爱。
And it's the love of Christ.
这是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
离开基督就没有平安。
Without Christ, there is no peace.
离开基督就没有喜乐。
Without Christ, there is no joy.
离开基督就没有爱。
Without Christ, there is no love.
我们是不能求平安而不求基督的。
We cannot ask for peace and not ask for Christ.
不可能求喜乐而不求基督的。
We cannot ask for joy and not for Christ.
这个平安是在基督的里面。
That peace is in Christ.
这个喜乐也是在基督的里面。
Also joy is in Christ.
如果我们要得到平安喜乐的话
If you want to receive joy and peace,
我们乃是要得着基督。
That is for us to gain Christ.
我们乃是要与基督有一个真实的一个关系。
That we need to have a true relationship with Christ.
老底家的教会
The church of Laodicea.
与基督没有直接的关系。
They did not have a direct relationship with the Lord.
他们做许许多多他们应当做的事。
They have done many deeds that they're supposed to do.
他们有许许多多殷勤的侍奉。
And they have a lot of works in diligence.
但是他们没有与耶稣基督一个直接的关系。
But they did not have a direct relationship with the Lord.
因为只有在基督的里面，我们才可以得到真正的属灵的福气。
Because only in Christ we can receive all the blessings and riches of
Spirit. 哥罗西书告诉我们，我们是在基督的里面得了丰盛。
Colossians tells us that we have received all the abundance in Christ.
如果我们不在基督的里面
，If we're not in Christ.
我们就活在老底家的光景。
Then we live in the condition of the church in Laodicea.
如果基督不在我们的门内的话
，If the Lord is not within our doors,
我们就是活在老底家的光景。
Then we live in the condition of the church in Laodicea.
无论我们的知识有多少
，No matter how much knowledge you have,
无论我们的工作有多少
，No matter how much works you have,
无论我们的侍奉有多少
，No matter how many services you have,
唯一的问题就是耶稣基督是不是在那个门内。
The only question is the Lord Jesus within your gates?
耶稣基督是不是在我们的心里？
Is he in our hearts?
如果不是的话，
If he's not in your heart,
那我们就是活在老底家的光景。
Then we live in the condition of the church in Laodicea.
那我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
我们怎么知道我们在老底家呢？
How do we know if we're in Laodicea or not?
我想有几件事我们需要注意。
I think there are a few things we need to pay attention to.
有几件事情可以提醒我们。
There are a few things that can remind us.
我们很可能已经在老底家了。
Very possibly we're already in Laodicea.
头一件事情。
First,
就是听不见主的声音。
That we cannot hear his voice.
如果我们听不见主的声音。
If we cannot hear his voice.
我们在生活的里面听不见主的声音。
In our lives, we cannot hear his voice.
我们肯定活在老底家。
Then surely we're living in Laodicea.
因为主在门外面。
Because he's outside the door.
我们应该每天听见主的声音。
We need to hear his voice daily.
每一次我们打开主的话。
Every time we open his words.
我们就要能够从主的话里面知道主在对我们说话。
We need to be able to realize that he's speaking to us.
当我们遇见生活上的环境的时候。
And when we meet our circumstances of life.
主会常常对我们说话。
He will constantly speak to us.
引导我们前面的道路。
To lead us. In our path.
当我们需要做决定的时候，
when we need to make decisions,
就会在我们心里面提醒我们。
And he will remind us in our hearts.
哪一个是对，哪一个是对的，哪一个是不对的。
Which one is right and wrong?
当我们得罪主的时候，
and when we sin against the Lord,
我们心里面就会提醒我们。
And he will remind us.
我们会清清楚楚知道这件事情是主所不喜悦的。
And clearly, we will know that this is something he does not delight in.
我们祷告的时候，
when we pray.
我们知道主垂听了我们的祷告。
We know he hears us.
所以我们在生活的里面。
So in our life.
我们清清楚楚知道主的声音。
We clearly know his words.
如果我们听不见主的声音。
If we cannot hear his voice.
不知道主的心意是什么。
If we do not know his heart.
那主在门外。
Then he is outside the door.
我们在老底家的光景里面。
And we live in Laodicea.
这是头一个。让我们可以提醒我们自己的。
So that's the first thing that can remind us.
就是我是不是还听见耶稣的声音？
Can I still hear the voice of Jesus?
第二。
Secondly.
第二就是心中失去了那个火热。
Secondly, that we lost the fervent in our heart.
罗马书告诉我们。
Romans tell us.
保罗在讲到要奉献自己做活祭的时候。
When he talks about offering himself as a living sacrifice.
他就说：“他说你们要心里火热。”
He says, "Be fervent in heart."
要常常服侍主。
To serve the Lord always.
服侍主不能心里不火热的。
You cannot serve the Lord without a fervent in your heart.
我们如果服侍主里面没有一个火热的心
，If you're serving the Lord without a fervent in your heart,
我们就服侍非常的辛苦。
Then our service will be very difficult.
老底家的信徒有许多的服侍。
And they have many services in Laodicea.
但是他们服侍的时候里面没有火热的心。
But they don't have a fervent heart inside of them.
他们没有带着那样的一个热切来服侍。
They do not serve the Lord with a passion.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们服侍主的时候
，When we are serving the Lord,
我们里面没有那个火热的心
，If we don't have that fervent heart,
我们会遇见许多的难处。
Then we'll meet many difficulties.
我们就只有行为。
And we only have deeds.
但是我们却没有信心来配合。
We don't have the faith.
当我们做那样的事情的时候
，So when we do all deeds,
我们没有把握这个事情能够有果效还是没有果效。
We do not know if the works will bear fruits or not.
我们就是这样做了就是了。
We just do it.
当我们在那里劳苦的时候
，And when we're laboring,
在服侍的事情上是会劳苦的。
In your service, you will labor.
当我们劳苦的时候，里面没有爱心。
When we're laboring, there is not a love in us.
如果你在那个劳苦里面没有爱心的话
，If we're laboring without love,
这个不是侍奉主。
Then that is not serving the Lord.
在服侍的里面，有的时候我们需要忍耐。
And a lot of times in service, we need to have perseverance.
但是如果没有火热的心的话，那个忍耐当中是没有盼望的。
But if we don't have that fervent heart, then in our perseverance there is no hope.
如果我们的工作里面没有信心，我们的劳苦里面没有爱心，我们的忍耐的里面没有盼望。
If there is no faith to accompany our works, if there is no perseverance within our
no hope in the perseverance,
if there is no hope in
no
perseverance,、
love.
And if there is no love within our works,
这不是主所喜悦。
And that is not what delights the Lord.
这也不是侍奉。
That is not service.
一个真实的侍奉永远是一个火烧的荆棘。
That true service is always going to be a burning bush.
我们是那个荆棘。
We are the bush.
那个荆棘的里面一定要有火的。
In that thorn bush, there needs to be a fire.
如果没有火的话，是不能侍奉的。
Without the fire, you cannot serve.
弟兄姊妹，我们的侍奉里面有没有那个火呢？
Do we have that fervent burning within our heart?
是不是有那个火热的心在我们里面，让我们来常常侍奉神呢？
Do we have that burning heart to serve the Lord?
如果没有的话，
If we don't have the heart,
那我们也是活在老底家的光景。
Then we truly live in the condition of church.
弟兄姊妹，为什么会没有火呢？
How come there is no fire within us?
因为没有神的同在。
Because there is no presence of the Lord.
像那个以马忤是两个门徒。
Like the two disciples going to Emmaus.
他们走路的时候，他们里面是冷冷的。
When they're walking, they're cold inside.
因为没有神的同在。
Because they didn't have the presence of the Lord.
但是他们遇见了耶稣以后。
But when they met Jesus.
他们的眼睛被打开以后。
Their eyes were opened.
他们的心里面就火热起来。
And there was a burning within their heart.
因为耶稣与他们同在。
Because Jesus was with them.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以这里在启示录里面就 约翰就鼓励他们要发热心。
So in Revelation, John encouraged them to have a fervent heart.
不是我们自己的热心。
It's not a fervent from ourselves.
那是要来转向神。
But turn to the Lord.
好让神把那个火热的心再放在我们的里面。
So the Lord can place this fervent heart within us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
老底家觉得自己非常的富足。
Laodicea thinks they're very rich.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么时候我们的心里面觉得自己富足？
Whenever we think we are rich in our hearts,
特别是属灵上的,
especially in spiritual terms,
什么时候我们就已经活在老底家了?
Then at that time we have already lived in the church of Laodicea.
圣经上明明地告诉我们,
the Bible clearly tells us,
在灵里贫穷的人才是有福的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
从来在地上不应该有一个人觉得自己灵里是富足的。
There should never be a person in on earth thinking that they are rich in the spirit.
因为从神的观点里面，最富足的人，人就是贫穷的。
Because in God's eyes, even the richest person is poor.
所以在属灵的里面，我们应当常常觉得自己贫穷。
So in the spirit, we need to realize that we are poor in spirit.
这是一个正常基督徒的光景。
That is a normal condition for a Christian.
就是我们灵里面要有一个深深的渴慕。
That we need to have a deep longing in our hearts.
那个渴慕是从贫穷来的。
And that comes from a poor spirit.
如果我们的心里面不觉得自己贫穷,
if we don't feel that we have a poor in the spirit,
就不会有真实的渴慕,
then we don't have the deep desire for the Lord.
我们里面觉得自己富足的话,
if we feel that we're rich,
就不会有真实的属灵的渴慕,
then we won't have a longing in the spirit.
在旧约的里面,
in the Old Testament,
神给我们看到一个例子,
we see an example,
就是约伯,
that is Job.
约伯真是觉得自己富足了,
Job really thinks that he's rich.
因为约伯实在是一个义人
，because he knows he's a righteous man，
也实在是一个好人
，and he's a good man。
但是他好到一个地步
，but he's so good，
他的心里面有一个感觉，就是我是对的。
He has feeling in his heart saying I am right。
不可能，我有错。
It's impossible that I have done wrong。
虽然他三个朋友要来说服他，他有错。
Even though the three friends he had tried to convince that he has sinned.
但是约伯心里面相当的有把握。
But Job was very certain in his heart.
我是没有错的。
I have not sinned against the Lord.
而这就是约伯的错。
And that is his sin.
他在属灵的里面觉得他是富足的。
And he felt that he is rich in the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们的心里面有这样的一个观念？
Whenever we have the heart, the perspective in our heart,
那个贫穷就马上显出来了。
Then that poorness is revealed instantly.
因此，当最后耶和华就来向约伯显现的时候
，So when the Lord came to reveal Himself to Job,
让约伯看见了耶和华
，And Job saw Jehovah,
看见了他的荣耀
，And he saw the glory of the Lord.
约伯说：“我是卑贱的。
”He says, "I am poor." And
我用什么
lowly?
我用什么话来回答呢？
What word can I use to answer you?
我只能用手来捂我的口。
I can only cover my mouth with my hands.
不愿意再讲了。
I have nothing to say.
他不能再讲了。
There is nothing for him to say.
他看到了自己的贫穷。
He saw how poor he was.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们听不见神的声音
，Brothers and sisters, if we cannot hear the voice of the Lord,
我们可能是活在老底家。
And perhaps we live in the church in Laodicea.
如果我们发现我们里面缺少那个火热
，If we feel that we don't have the fervent heart within us，
我们也可能在老底家
，And perhaps we live in Laodicea。
如果我们觉得自己是富足的
，But if we feel we're rich，
那我们一定在老底家
，Then certainly we live in the condition of Laodicea。
如果我们发现，在圣灵的这个光照的里面，我们的确活在这个老底家的光景。
In the light of the Holy Spirit, if we realize that we live in the Church of Laodicea,
那我们应当怎么样来回转呢？
Then how do we return to the Lord?
罗马书十三章告诉我们。
Romans 13 tells us.
他说：“现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候。”
He says, knowing the time that it is already the hour for you to awake from your sleep.
不是明天。
It is not tomorrow.
不是今天下午。
It's not this afternoon.
也不是下一个小时
It's not next hour
他说是现今
Now
现今 就是睡醒的时候。
It is already the hour for you to awake from sleep.
黑夜已深，白昼将近。
The night is far spent, and the day is near.
现今是我们醒过来的时候。
It is time for you to awake from sleep.
因为我们现在比初信的时候那个得救的日子更近。
For now salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed.
罗马书十三章十一节是这一节是非常宝贵的。
Romans 13, this is a very precious verse.
这一节圣经影响到那个历史上一个很重要的一个圣徒。
This verse influenced a very important saint in the history.
就是奥古斯丁。
That is Augustine.
奥古斯丁是一个非常有才华的一个年轻人。
And Augustine was a very talented young man.
奥古斯丁做这个教授的时候是非常的年轻的。
And he was very young when he became a professor.
但是奥古斯丁却是一个生活上非常腐败的一个人。
And Augustine was also very corrupted in his life.
在他年轻的时候。
In his youth.
有一次他与朋友们在谈论呢这个生命的意义是什么。
When he was talking with his friends about the meaning of life.
虽然奥古斯丁是非常聪明的人。
Even though he was very intelligent.
虽然他的朋友也是非常聪明的人。
All his friends were very smart also.
但是他们那天在讲到生命的意义的时候他们找不到一个答案。
But that day when they talked about the meaning of life, they cannot find an answer.
对奥古斯丁来讲这是一个非常痛苦的一件事。
To Augustine, it was a very painful experience.
因为很少事情他不知道答案。
Because there were very few things that he did not knew the answer to.
因此他就出来散步。
So he took a stroll.
在散步的时候听到孩子们唱歌。
And he was hearing children singing.
在孩子们唱歌里面就有一句话。
And there was one verse in the hymn.
就是拿起来读，拿起来读。
And there was one verse in the song saying, pick up and read.
他就听到了这句话。
So he heard that verse.
他就回到了那个房间里面。
So he went back to his room.
他就打开他的圣经。
He opened the Bible.
然后罗马书十三章十一节。
And turned to Romans 13 and verse 11.
他就打开了罗马书十三章十一节他就读了。
He just turned to that verse and read.
现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候。
Knowing the time that it is already the hour for you to awake from sleep.
讲到要脱离那些暗昧的事。
To lay aside the deeds of darkness.
要带起光明的兵器。
And put on the armor of light.
那一天呢，奥古斯丁醒过来了。
And that day he woke up.
他完全从他的睡梦中就醒过来了。
He woke up completely from his slumber.
他从此以后就把他自己奉献给神。
From that day on, he offered himself to the Lord.
奥古斯丁之所以会睡醒啊。
The reason he could wake up.
那是因为他的母亲为他的祷告。
It was because his mother has been praying for him.
一个自己睡着的人自己不会醒的。
For someone that's sleeping, they do not know how to wake up themselves.
那是因为他母亲的祷告。
It is because of the prayer of his mother.
因此圣灵就把奥古斯丁叫醒了。
So the Holy Spirit woke him up.
弟兄姊妹，就像彼得所说的。
Just like Peter said.
他说万物的结局近了。
That it's the end of all things is coming.
所以我们要谨慎自守，要警醒祷告。
We need to be diligent and to watch and pray.
弟兄姊妹，在这样的一个世代的里面
，In this generation, in this time,
我们怎么样能够让自己不沉睡呢
？How can we keep ourselves from sleeping?
就是要起来做一个守望的人。
That is to wake up to be a watchman.
起来做祷告的人。
Wake up to be one who prays.
只有警醒祷告，能够让我们不做一个沉睡的人。
Watch and pray so that we will not fall into sleep.
因此我们要记得我们今天活在的这个世代是一个老底家的世代。
So we need to remember that the generation we live in has the condition of the church in Laodicea.
这个世代是一个沉睡的世代。
It is a generation of slumber.
在这个沉睡的世代里面要不沉睡的话需要起来做一个守望的人。
In our sleep, if we want to be awake, then we need to be a watchman.
需要起来做一个祷告的人。
To rise up to be an intercessor.
这是第一。
That's first.
第二。
Secondly.
我们怎么样来转向神呢
？How do we turn to the Lord?
我们要起来回想。
We need to consider and meditate.
我们要纪念。
We need to remember.
这是很重要的一件事。
That's a very important matter.
就像那个浪子一样。
just like the prodigal son.
当浪子坐在那个那个田里的时候
，when he's sitting in the field，
他突然就想起来一件事。
He suddenly remembered one thing.
他想起来从前他的家里面的情形。
He remembered his condition before at his home.
他回想到那个富家里面有粮食的光景。
He remembered the good condition in his father's house.
这个回想
，and that remembrance，
这个纪念
，that remembrance，
就让他能够回转。
Caused him to return.
在启示录里面，约翰对那个以弗所的教会的鼓励也是这样。
In Revelation, John had the same encouragement to the church of Ephesus.
他就告诉以弗所的信徒。
He tells the saints in Ephesus.
他说：“你们要回想你是从哪里堕落的。
”Remember from where you have fallen.
弟兄姊妹，当我们发现我们在老底家的时候
，If we realize that we live in the condition of Laodicea，
我们发现自己不冷不热的时候
，When we realize that we're lukewarm，
我们要起来回想
，We need to remember，
我是怎么样落到这样的一个光景
？How did I fall into this condition？
要回想我从前的光景
，And to remember where we have fallen。
我要想到我当日的情形
，To remember the previous condition。
因为我从哪里坠落的。我就要从哪里起来
？Because we need to stand up where we have fallen.
像撒迪的教会也是这样。
Same to the church of Sardis.
他说你要回想你当初是怎样领受的。
And we need to remember how you have received before.
当初是怎样听见的
？How you heard before.
弟兄姊妹，我们要来回想。
And we need to remember.
回想那一日。
We need to remember that day.
我们是怎么样领受的
？On that day, how we have received.
我们是怎样听见
？How we have heard.
神是怎么样得着我们的心
？How did the Lord gain our heart?
我们那个时候是如何的火热
？How we had a fervent heart towards the Lord.
要回想那日的光景。
Remember that the condition of that day.
好让我们有一个心来回转。
So that we can have a heart to return.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常要紧的一件事。
It is a very important matter.
我们要回想。
We need to remember.
第三
，Thirdly，
如果我们今天主容许我们听见他的话
，If the Lord allows us to hear His voice，
我们一定要去顺服
，Then we need to obey。
如果我们要从这样的光景里面出来的话
，If we want to rise up out of this condition，
有一个起点
，There is one starting point，
就是有一件事情你知道主的意思
，That there is one thing that you know of His heart and desire。
你知道主的心意。
If you know His heart，
虽然那个心意和你的心意不一样。
Even though that purpose might be different from yours，
因此你抵挡神的心意相当长的时间。
So you have been going against His will for a long time。
但是你心里知道。
But in your heart you know。
你知道那主的意思是什么
？You know what God's heart is。
你把它摆在一个地方。
You have placed it aside。
你不太去想它
，You don't really think about it。
但你心里知道
，But you know in your heart。
你知道主向你要的是什么
？You know what God is requiring of you。
你知道主向你说的是什么
？You know what God is speaking to you。
你是不愿意去遵行就是。
You just do not want to obey it。
如果我们要离开这个不冷不热的光景
，So if we want to depart from this condition of lukewarm，
我们要把那件事情重新拿出来考虑。
Then we need to remember that matter and bring it out to consider。
我们是不是？应该来顺服神。
We need to obey and follow the Lord.
如果我们听主的话
，If we hear His voice，
我们不去行
，and we do not do it，
我们听了主的话，我们又不去行
，and if we hear His voice again and disobey again，
我们又听了主的话，我们仍然不去行
，then we hear His voice and still not do it，
然后我们就听不见主的声音
，then we will not hear His voice anymore。
如果我们为主做事，
If we serve the Lord,
但是我们没有听到主的声音
but we do not hear His voice.
但是我们继续为主做事
but we continue to do works for the Lord.
不管有没有主的声音
no matter if you hear the voice or not,
我们仍然在主面前做事
we continue to do works before the Lord.
这个工作做不了多久
then you cannot keep on with this work for very long.
我们在主面前，那个正常的光景是听了主的声音，我们就做。
The normal condition before the Lord should be you hear His voice and then you do His work.
反过来说，没有听到主的声音，就不能随便做。
If you do not hear His voice, then do not work, by your own will.
所以在启示录的里面，约翰一再的说， 有耳的就要听。
So again and again, John says in Revelation, whoever has an ear, let him hear.
我们要是能够听主的声音，
if we want to hear his voice,
我们要是能够起来顺服，
if we can rise up and obey him,
神就能够救我们脱离这个老底家的光景，
then he can save us away from the condition of Laodicea.
我们就会发现原来神是在我们的门外叩门。
And we realize he has been knocking outside our door.
为什么神在门外叩门？
Why was he knocking outside of our door?
因为我们的心里面没有空处。
Because there is no room in our heart.
我们心里已经满满的。
That our heart is full.
我们心里面有很多的事情的。
We have many things in our heart.
我们有我们的儿女的事情。
We have our children.
那个儿女的事情已经占据我们这个心的大部分。
And it has occupied most of our heart.
然后我们还有工作的事情。
And we have our work.
这工作的事情又把剩下的又填满了。
And that career has filled up the rest.
有的时候我们还把自己服侍上的那个工作也摆在我们的心里面。
And also sometimes we place the service, the works of the service in our hearts.
因此我们的心里面没有空处的。
So there is no room in our heart.
因此只好把神摆在门口了。
So we can only place the Lord outside our doors.
所以神在门口就敲门了。
So he's knocking outside the door.
他就一再的敲门了。
He's knocking and knocking.
但是我们在里面连听他敲门的声音都没有。
But we cannot even hear his knocking.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May he has mercy on us.
让我们看见今天我们的确是活在这个老底家的光景。
So that we can see that truly we live in the condition of the church in Laodicea.
很可能耶稣基督在我们心门的外面。
Very likely he might be outside the door of our hearts.
不在我们心门的里面。
He's not within the doors.
弟兄姊妹，如果早晨主借着他的饼杯来激励我们，
If the Lord has encouraged you through his table this morning,
看见他把自己赐给了我们，
If you truly see that he has given himself to us,
我们心里受了极大的感动，
And we are moved in our hearts,
我们也愿意来为主而活，
And we want to live for him,
那我们要从什么地方开始？
Then how, where do we start?
我们就要在主的面前来想起他要我们顺服的那一件事。
We need to come before the Lord and remember the matter he wanted us to obey.
弟兄姊妹，每一个人主对我们都有一个要求。
There is a requirement the Lord has for everyone.
主对我们都有一些的要求。
He always have some requirements for us.
而且我们不是不知道。
And it's not that we do not know.
我们是知道的。
We know those.
我们心里面是清清楚楚的知道。
In our heart, we clearly knew.
只是我们不愿意去做，就是。
But we are not willing to obey.
因为我们拦阻主的心意多年多日。
And we have objected God's will for many years.
以至于今天我们听不见主的声音。
Until today, we cannot even hear His voice.
但是那件事情我们仍然知道。
But we still remember that thing.
如果今天主怜悯我们。
Today, if the Lord has mercy on us.
我们把那件事情重新拿出来考虑。
We need to bring up the matter again to consider before him.
我们在主面前说，我多年不愿意顺服这个事情。
To tell him that many years I have not been willing to obey you.
以至于我现在听不到你的声音。
Until this today, I cannot even hear your voice.
但是今天我为了要听到主的声音。
But today, just so that I can hear your voice.
我把这件事情拿出来重新考虑。
I bring this before you to consider.
我愿意顺服你的旨意。
I'm willing to obey your will.
如果你今天向我说话。
Speak to me today.
我相信主是信实的。
I believe that he's faithful.
主要让我们重新能够听见他的声音。
He wants us to hear his voice again.
不但我们可以听见主的声音。
Not only we can hear his voice.
我们可以享受主的同在。
We can enjoy his presence.
主要把那个火热重新摆在我们的里面。
He will place again this fervent heart within us.
我们好像回到当初信主的光景。
As if we can return to the first condition that when we first believed.
我们里面是像那样的跳跃的光景。
That our heart is sleeping like a calf.
主要这样的人来跟随他。
Then the Lord wants the person like this to follow him.
主要像玛利亚这样的人来跟随他。
He desires for people like Mary to follow him.
主要让那些心里火热的人来跟随他。
He desires for those who have a fervent heart to follow him.
主不满足这样的光景。
To satisfy this condition.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是一个新郎，
If you are a bride, you are a groom.
你要娶一个新妇，
You are going to marry your bride.
愿不愿意娶一个不冷不热的心腹？
Are you willing to marry someone that's lukewarm?
有谁愿意有一个婚宴？
Who wants to have a wedding feast?
他知道那个新娘对他是不冷也不热的。
Where he knew that the bride is neither cold nor hot to him.
我相信没有一个人愿意这样。
I believe no one likes that.
而今天我们是那个新妇。
But today we are the bride.
而今天我们却是一个不冷不热的光景。
But we are in a lukewarm condition.
因此神就再一次来呼召我。
So the Lord calls us again.
要我们来转向他。
Return to him.
因为他要得着一个心腹。
Because he wants to gain this bride.
这个心腹向着他的心是火热的。
That this bride has a fervent love towards him.
因为主的心向着我们是火热的。
Because the Lord's love towards us is fervent.
我们不认识我们的主。
We do not know him.
所以我们不晓得我们主的心向着我们有多么的火热。
Therefore, we do not know how much he has loved us in his fervent love.
如果我们知道主向我们的心这么火热的话，
If we knew of his fervent burning heart,
我们就要丢弃我们里面的那个不冷不热。
Then we need to cast away this lukewarmness within us.
我们就要来转向我们的神。
We need to turn to the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天现今就是该睡醒的时候。
Even today, even now, it's time to awake from slumber.
我们不晓得还有多少的年日。
We do not know how much time we have.
也许现在就是我们睡醒的时候。
Perhaps now is the time for us to awake from sleep.
如果我们不抓住这样的机会的话。
If we do not take this opportunity.
再睡又不知道要睡多久。
We do not know how much longer we'll have to sleep.
不知道下一次什么时候主再向你 有这样的一个要求。
We won't know how, when will be the next time he calls out to you.
现今
Now.
就是睡醒的时候。
It is time for you to awake.
现今
Now.
就是来对付这件事的时候。
It is time to deal with this matter.
现今就是来顺服神的时候。
Even now, it's time to obey the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，很容易说我们要把这个人献给神。
It's very easy for us to say we want to offer ourselves.
因为这是一个很这个包括的一个话。
Because it's a very all-inclusive word.
但是神说，我要讲那件事情。
But the Lord is very specific. He says, I want that condition, that matter.
我们需要把神在我们心里面所重视的那一件事情。
And we need to know what God.Is asking from us.
如果那件事情不能顺服的话，
If we cannot obey on that one specific matter,
把自己身体献上当作活祭是虚空的，
then it's in vain when you say you offer, yourself to the Lord.
这没有意义的。
It's meaningless.
把自己当作活祭献上，是每一件事情神要求的你都献上，那个叫做把身体当作活祭献上。
When you say you offer yourself as a living sacrifice, that means every matter of your life, you offer them up to the Lord.
不是一个笼统的说我现在献上。
Not just a very general term saying I will offer.
而是在这个特别的这一点的上面。
But in every specific matter.
当圣灵的光照光照出来的时候。
When the Holy Spirit enlightens you.
我们是顺服呢。
Do you obey?
我们还是拒绝呢。
Or do you disobey?
这个叫做把身体献上。
That is offering yourself as a sacrifice.
但愿主今天怜悯我们。
May the Lord has mercy on us.
救我们脱离这些不冷不热的光景。
That he can save us out of this condition of lukewarmness.
好让在这个末了的时代。
So in this end time.
他能够在这个教会里面得着那些守望者。
In his church, he can gain these watchmen.
得着那些火热来爱主的人。
He can gain these people who have the fervent love for the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你，你如今都仍然在呼召我们。
Even today, you call out to us.
到今天，你也没有放弃我们。
You have never given up on us.
这实在是你的大爱。
That is your love.
虽然你站在我们心门外已经这样长久的时间。
Even though you have been waiting outside the doors for so long.
但是早晨，你再来叩我们的心门。
But this morning again, you knock on our door.
主，让我们今天起来认识主的心。
May we rise up and know your heart.
认识主向我们那个火热的心。
And to know your fervent heart towards.
好让我们也起来回应主的呼召。
That we might rise up to answer your calling.
打开我们的心门。
To open our hearts.
在我们的心里面留下空处来为我们的主。
To leave room for you in our hearts for you.
让主能够进来与我们一同坐席。
So that you may enter in to dine with us.
主，我们需要你的恩典。
We need your mercy and grace.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.